We are back from recess. Next order of business is a public hearing for the 2015 budget. Rick, would you like to join us? Missouri law provides under Chapter 50.540, Subsection 5, that the budget officer of the county commission in counties of Class 1 shall hold public hearings before the preparation and adoption of the budget document. And that's why we are here today, is to begin the budgetary process. First, is there anyone here from the public? That includes elected officials that are sitting in the courtroom, who has any input before we begin the building of the 2015 budget? Mr. Finley, you have some comments to start with?
I have corresponded with each of you. I sent you the requests that were given to me that are required by law to be given to me by September 10th, I believe it is, and sent those as they were turned in to me, either copied and pasted them or actually scanned them into that document. At that time, I told you I would try to clean it up some and begin to work on some of the totals. I've been working on that as well as working on our reporting system. I'm convinced if I can get the reporting system working the way I want it to and my knowledge up to where it should be, we'll be able to pull those numbers on an accurate daily basis. Right now, I have to actually hand key all those in. So we're working on both of those. I did run some totals. I haven't sent that to you yet because I wanted to kind of look through them. Every time I look at it, I find something else I've left out or something else that some elected official has left out. One of the things I have noticed is in the payroll part, each department, some of those departments have requested raises. Some of them have requested extra people. Some of them have not. Some of them actually left people out. So I've tried to get all those in there so we have a fairly accurate total, and we'll send that to you when I feel comfortable that it's at least ready for you to look at, let's put it that way. I guess to begin on this, I would need to know where you want to begin with the, to me, the big thing is the payroll and stuff like that. I kind of like to start based on where we're at this year, and then let people that want raises or more people come in and convince myself or you guys that we need to include those raises or add those people.
Let me ask a couple, two, three questions and make a couple of comments, and then open it up to Brandon and Dan. First, have all the county departments complied with the law to provide a budgetary request to your office by September 1st?
The law provides, if that doesn't come in, that I do that, Ron, and that the budget officer then does those budgets that were not turned in. And
let me re-ask that. Did everybody submit their budget by September 1st?
No, they did not.
Okay.
I think I noted that in the document I sent you.
Did the remainder of those who did not, did they provide that information by September 10th?
And I need to look before I answer that question. Most did. I think there were still a couple that didn't.
Can you tell us which departments did not, and therefore, as you just indicated, Missouri law provides that you will present a budget for them?
And again, I could go through my document and tell you each one if you wanted to.
I want you to.
Okay, let me do that then, because I just put a note in there. I noted that in the document I sent you so that you would have that. And some of those that I did not get any requests from were special funds that...
Let me ask you to... Let me narrow it down. Let's keep it within general county revenue.
Okay. I think within general county revenue, everyone did send one in, but let me make sure real quick, okay? There's a lot of departments to go through, and sometimes I don't remember everything I should. I have indicated in here that I put numbers in for the purchasing department. I also put numbers in for the animal control department. Didn't receive anything in writing, but I did visit with them. And they visited with me, and I think we have contract with them anyway, so it does not change.
If I understand that right, and would we have to look that up? The contract would be exactly what it was last year with the amount of dollars requested and what we provided last year. But
I believe, Danny, and I don't have
a contract. I think that was a two-year agreement.
I think it was, yes. I think you're right. So within GCR, that was the only one that I put in numbers for, okay? All the rest of those came from the different department heads or elected officials.
I noticed as I went through the figures that you forwarded to us, the reason I'm asking the questions is for the public record, not for my edification, but that there were some departments that left parts of their budget out, such as an elected official salary.
That's correct, and I tried to, yes.
Which would have quite an impact on a budget.
Yes.
And
especially a smaller one, and that happened to be one of the smaller departments.
So you did prepare an estimate, and you did that for purchasing. And that would include the estimates from the circuit court and the circuit clerk.
I got all of those within GCR. I have not, as of yet, got anything but from the law library. And because of the things that were going on at that time, you know, with our passing of the circuit judge we had, I haven't pursued that a lot. The circuit clerk actually told me I would need to visit with Mr., I believe, Judge Waters, I'm not sure, and I didn't have contact with him. So I haven't got anything for that.
But you received budget requests
for everything else, yes.
For the circuit court and the circuit clerk. I know that we did not, and Missouri law provides that you and we will meet with the circuit judge and or his designee within so many days of the budget even actually being filed in your office. Did you have a meeting with the circuit judge? No. Can you give us a total of what the requests are within GCR?
I can. And again, I've been looking at this and trying to make sure that everything's accurate. I haven't had a chance to total it out. But the requests, and I did add in those things that I knew should have been in that weren't, for example, the elected official salary. I think there was a couple other things where they left salaries out totally. I put in the salaries for last year because that's kind of the standard thing that we do. Comes up to...
I'm assuming with the exception of the X amount of elected officials who will see the increase that came through the Salary Commission's decision. That's included, correct?
Yes, it is.
And is also the increase for the prosecuting attorney that was handed down from the Supreme Court, I assume, is included as well?
I think, but let me look and see if I've got it included. I do not have, I don't have that included. What I did was his total salaries for last year, because they were, the request they sent in didn't have salaries at all, so I put that in there.
Well, we are paying him based upon that increase currently.
Yes, we are.
I think that you should include that, would be my...
And I'll have to look to see what that is, because I'm not sure what it is right now.
If I'm not mistaken, it would be the same as the Associate Circuit Judge? Is that the...
Yeah, it is the same. I don't know. And it won't be... Okay, so you're ready for a total? And I will send you this spreadsheet so you can play with it. And if you guys have questions about, well, can we do this, can we do that, that's the nice thing about Excel. You have a chance to do, well, this, what would happen if we did this, what would happen if we did this. I'll be glad to do that with you. But the total requests, including those things I just talked to you about, $15,765,106.21.
Sit one more time. I'm sorry.
$15,765,106.21. That is within GCR. I have a total of all the funds, if you want that big number.
No, okay. GCR.
And give me that one more time. $15 million.
$765,106.21.
And obviously, we're going to add a little bit to that request because of the prosecutor's salary.
Yeah, it will be. It will be, considering that number, will be a small amount.
Well, yeah. Compared to the $15 million, yes. Are there any funds that are included in the amount that you've given us, or expenditures that we have not, to this date, spent regarding the flood buyout?
There's nothing included in the flood buyout, because I'm assuming it's going to be taken care of before the end of the year.
Do you have an estimate on revenues based upon the revenues that we received in 14, or have you made any
gesticulations? Of course, I did one, but I also got one from you guys, and yours is a little higher, so I used yours. So the estimated revenues, and this did come from your office, I assume, Ron, I don't know which,
$11,306,100.
Uh-huh.
So I'm also to understand that it is still a work in progress for what you're putting together.
I'm not willing to give you this yet, because I'm afraid you would not be able to read some of the things that I have put in there. When I get it where I can document well enough that you'll know what I've done, I'll be glad to I'll be sending it to you. And, yeah.
Do you have, and will you be offering recommendations for the various departments so that we have a balanced budget?
Ron, my first recommendation would be, I think we need to start with salaries, payroll for each department where it was previous year. And then if someone needs to, you know, if there's raises going to be given, you guys, by statute, it reads that you guys set the salaries. And I do believe that you do have some responsibility there. If there's raises going to be given, you guys make those decisions, I believe. So that would be my first recommendation. We move those back to that point. I have not really gone through to look at any others. I would say that there are several funds in there that we have not spent in previous years. probably don't plan to spend this year, for example, the emergency fund, contingency fund. I know you guys built the budget, and I believe it's 114. I got that from you guys. I put it in there. There's money in there for other litigation. We've never used any of that. I think there was some capital improvement monies, but I don't know what those capital improvements were. I can easily come up with $2.5 million that we really don't expect to spend. And I don't see a problem with putting some of that in there. I do think that we need to let people know we really don't expect to spend this. It's there in case we come up with some need where, or something that we know is going to save our constituents a lot of money in the long run. And back to one other thing. When you say a balanced budget, I am, especially with some of our capital improvement funds, I am not convinced that we should balance the expenses and revenues every year. I think when you're talking especially about a capital improvement fund, and a portion of GCR would be a capital improvement fund, so we have to be aware of that, but like in our SIR capital improvement fund, we should be spending those monies if we can come up with good capital improvements to spend them for. Same thing with Road and Bridge. It's a capital improvement fund. And if we have capital improvements that are good for our constituents, we should be spending those monies. And if we start out with a $10 million fund and end up with the next year with a $5 million fund, if we have that much capital improvements, we've done a good job. Does that make sense?
The state auditor's recommendation is on those on those funds that we use for capital improvements and contingency, that we state a general purpose for those funds in our document, which we haven't done in the past as far as, like, if we had a project. One of them that I would come to mind is the roof that was over the parking garage out here, and we didn't do that because we anticipated some problems, which I guess have actually come to there is some problems, but anyway, budget document itself on monies that are set forth for improvements or contingency amounts have to have some kind of a notation beside them, generally, of a general idea of what we're going to spend those on. Will that be in an added line, or how will that be?
Danny, I'm not sure that I understood the same thing you understood. We were told by our outside auditor that we should not be charging funds to the contingency fund. They should be charged to the department that actually uses that. Okay? So in other words, if we spend money and my office needs to spend something that really needs to be spent, so my office department actually goes over, the contingency fund is there to cover that overage. But it makes sense to code that to my office if it was my office expense. And I think that's what they want you to do for sure. The actual capital improvement, and we do have a capital improvement line, I believe we should have a list of the capital improvements that we anticipate you do. Yes.
And see, that's just the difference in the two opinions and the way we listened to it and the way we read it. I feel like they wanted us to, and I agree with you, that department, sure, it should have a request line for contingency, a possible request line for contingency, because that's what it's there for, in case you use it or in case you don't use it. But what they wanted was some documentation how we come up with that figure. I believe that's what they wanted. Now, I don't, you maybe see it a little bit different on that.
No, I don't have a problem either way, but I do believe that we are to be coding things to the expense line that they really should be coded to. And we code a lot of things to
the emergency fund. We have, in some cases, we have no option or no control over that figure. It's a percentage. I know in road and bridge it's a percentage.
We actually, there's a minimum we have to put
that's
in there.
What I'm
we
saying,
can put more if we want to,
that's
yes.
That's what we have to do on those.
I think what Rick's trying to point out is something that several of us have had an issue with, is that when things are taken out of that 114 account, which is the other expense account, it might be for a department to buy a piece of equipment, but that department never shows that expense. So it looks like that department is spending much less money than they really are because they're getting money from that contingency fund.
That would go along the lines of also Social Security, loggers, SURF,
yeah,
portion of workers' comp,
that
all that should be divided
between
the funds so that we can accurately depict what that office is expensed out at.
Yeah, and I think we could have some improvement in the transfer station with that as well.
Our auditor really hasn't found a problem with the Social Security benefits and stuff like that because we do have it coded in a benefit line. But my understanding was that he did state that he felt like we had a problem coding things in contingency that were should have been coded someplace else. And
I was addressing Donna's comment about actually reflecting what each department was costing.
I agree.
And
if I could, you asked if any department head or elected official had anything to say.
And we'll come back to you.
Okay.
The contingency fund that was set up, and you mentioned the transfer station, that is another department that we have no actual control over what a DNR request or anything else that might come down the line for that particular year would be as much a surprise to the county commission as it would be to any other elected official or the department out there itself. We had issues that we had to take care of with the floor out there that had been there for years. And so an unforeseen, something that we budget that is unforeseen, an unforeseen amount is necessary. And if we have other issues that we're going to be dealing with, maybe moving of certain things in that location. I'm just using that one because you mentioned it. There's things that have to be done that are under no control of anyone except a higher government mandate.
Right, but the point is if you code it to the transfer station, then you can see whether or not we're making a profit or we're losing money, because the true expense is then applied to that.
Let me ask you a question. What expenses are not currently levied against the transfer station? Because I believe we are.
And you may have all of them.
Yeah.
But it's just one of the issues that's been brought up in the past that I'm aware of. And
right. Even, I mean, if we utilize R&B for some project, that comes through. And I think that everything that's should be billed to transfer station is being billed currently. I think that's the case. I don't know of anything. But I will agree with you that there have been funds probably in the past where that should have been handled better. Couple of things, if I could. I believe that the budgetary law provides that the budget officer will provide recommendations to the county commission in the form of a budget. I have a couple of recommendations that are coming from me. If these gentlemen disagree that you could utilize in your preliminary figures, they should speak up now. First is I would recommend that we look at a 2% increase in sales tax over what we budgeted in 2014.
I don't remember whether you put that in or not, did you?
Don't remember. It may or may not be there, but that would be my recommendation. Unless you guys think of something, it should be more, it should be less, or it should be flat. And the second is to ensure that the emergency fund, the 3% emergency fund, is based on all revenues for 2015. So that's the amount of either the $11 million, and it's also going to be the carryover, because that's considered revenues as well. You know that, I know. Those are the only two things that I have.
I do have some questions, and I think I've talked to you before. I believe that it would make my job easier, my understanding of what you want easier, if I knew what your goal was as far as a balance in each of these funds.
I believe that there should be a date when we should have a budget set in front of the county commission. And then the county commission is going to discuss whether or not that budget needs to be altered in any way, increased, decreased, et cetera. And I think that's what Missouri law provides.
It is, yes.
And so let me read this. We've already covered the dates that all the requests were to be turned in. There's also a provision where all boards and commissions have a date across the county. If they are maintained by levy, they are to turn their budgets into you. And then it says the budget officer shall review the estimates, altering, revising, increasing, or decreasing the items as he deems necessary in view of the needs of the various spending agencies and the probable income for the year. Budget officer may direct any officer to appear and explain his estimates or to present additional information. The budget officer shall then prepare the budget document in the form prescribed by Section 50.550 and transmit it to the County Commission not later than, it would be nice if it was before, because I think we've had those figures 6 or 7 weeks, not later than November 15th in counties of Class 1. The budget officer shall recommend, and the county commission shall fix all salaries of employees other than those established by law, except that no salary for any position shall be fixed at a rate above that fixed by law for the position. So my hope is that when we receive that information from your department, we're going to schedule a number of hearings, because if anyone is dissatisfied with any changes that you've made in their budget, they have the right to appeal that to the county commission. Do you understand that any differently?
I feel like that's a good way to look at it. The questions that I'm going to have and that I will have to deal with and you're going to have to deal with is if I'm going to put the salaries back to where they were last year.
We're going to take a look at whatever you present to us.
Okay. And then that'll be the first thing that I'm going to do. From there, then they'll have to convince me that there has to be something different. If they do, then I may add something in before it comes to you, if that's okay. I haven't had the leeway to do what you're talking about before. I think this is the first year that anyone said, yeah, well, why don't you do that? So I will be glad to go through and do that. I will then come up with a total. If I'm not happy with that total, we're going to have to look at more cuts. And at that point, we can go from there.
So my hope is that you'll come to us and we'll have a budget that we can look at.
That'd be fantastic.
That budget will be in balance. Donna, you had a question.
Well, I just want to let you know that when I prepared my budget, I was looking at the recommendations of the auditor, and not just from this year's audit, but for the last 11 years. And Andy Marmaget has been our auditor in several of those events and has repeatedly told me that we are handling the accounts payable and payroll backwards because I received that information after it's already been approved by the commission. And it is supposed to be prepared by my office and then reviewed by the auditor and then approved by the commission. And that is something I've discussed with the commissioners in the past. Several commissioners have come to me and told me that's the way they believe it should be. So I have put into my budget for those two positions. So I wanted to make you aware that I am trying to comply with the recommendations that have been given to me by the auditor for year after year after year.
Is there, based upon the recommendations that have come for the auditor, are there also funds in your budgetary request for the accounting reconciling that the auditors have recommended that you have between other offices?
That is putting a strain on our office right now. We do not have enough manpower to handle all those additional.
My suggestion would be that you ask for what you need to comply with what the state says you need to be doing.
And
obviously, you're doing that by stating that you put money in for part of what the auditor said, right? That would be the part that would place payroll and accounts payable in your department. But what you're telling me is you didn't put a request in.
I did. I asked for an additional part-time person.
Okay.
So I just want to make you aware I am trying to comply.
We have a number of areas that came through the state audit, and I think some that were recommended by Mr. Marmaget and the financial audit that we have, that there needs to be additional reconciling that's done between the different offices. It exists, so we're going to have to take all that into consideration when we look at the budget this year. And if I'm not mistaken, we're going to be looking at it with about 1.4, and you say, or 4.4, and you say you can find a couple of million of that right away. So we'll be down to about 2 to 2.4 more in anticipated expenditures potentially. That is allowing that you cut out that 1.5 to 2 million that you were talking about.
That's all I have to say. Thank you for listening.
Got it. Rick?
I will be working on this and probably will make adjustments, visit with different elected officials and department heads. If they agree to what I come up with, and there are several of these that were less than they were last year, and I can't imagine we're going to need to cut them anymore. So I will probably leave.
If it helps you and your determination, when it gets to me, I'm not going to be voting to dip $2 million into reserves that the county has. I'm going to be looking at living within revenues that are coming in within a given year, rather than going backwards. That's just me, though. So.
Well, I appreciate that.
Dan? Anything else? Brandon?
Everything.
No? Anybody else? Any other comments? That will conclude today's budgetary hearing. As you've heard announced, we will begin working through the process through the county auditor's office as is provided in Missouri law. What do we have next, sir? Probably. Do you guys need a quick recess? Or are we ready?
Yeah.
We do. Let's stand in recess for just a few minutes.